Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Wednesday, and I'm here with Sonny Hostin. This is Behind the Table. It is Thursday. No, God, it's not. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, for the love of God. How is it only Wednesday? Hi, everybody. It's Wednesday. And I am here with Sonny Hostin. Our holiday party was last night, which might be the reason I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, it was. You know, and I was thinking today, Brian, since I think many of us were overserved.
Perhaps.
And maybe underfed. I think that it is not a good idea to have our holiday party in the middle of the week.
So this is an interesting thing. So last year, we did our holiday party at the end of a double show. Where it was
that's not a good
going
idea
on vacation
either.
Correct. So this is the problem. There's not really a good idea. There's not really a great version of this. So last year, I like the idea of you're done with work, you go to the party, and then you're on vacation.
Yes.
But people like to leave early. A lot of people didn't show up because they had flights going places.
Well, if we announce earlier that this is the day of the holiday party, maybe people can make their arrangements around that. Because coming in this morning,
no, this was not good.
I think was very difficult
was
for some of us,
myself included.
Especially when we had to be in a big bubble,
yes,
and banging up against another person
with a hangover potentially.
With a hangover potentially,
yeah.
Was it good?
No, I could see that. So yes, you today were in a as part of our holiday toy demo, which taped early in the morning.
Yes.
You were in a giant bubble.
Yes, I was.
Yes, and smashing together with Alyssa.
Yeah.
And that was entertaining.
Yeah, for everyone watching.
Yes, I thought so. I was asked to be in the hamster wheel and demurred.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
I think so. I mean, again, you as I said, you and Alyssa have a baseline dignity that I don't have.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can get away with the bubble.
I don't know. I'm not sure about the bubble.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the bubble. But the party itself, lovely to see everybody.
Lovely.
I had a great time. It was very nice. It was thrown by the hosts and me. And,
yes.
And we got to be with everybody and had a little bit of overserving, a little bit of underfeeding.
Yes.
But it was a good time. And laughs were had by all.
It's
and,
true. It brings us all closer. So
it's
nice because we have, you know, the crew there. We have hair and makeup there. Mm-hmm. We have props there. We have
interns,
security, interns,
research,
you know,
producers. It was really fun.
You get to see people that you don't really get to see every single day.
You forget
how many people work on this show.
Right. There's a control room that you guys don't see very often.
Exactly.
And there's props guys that you guys don't see unless they're bringing something out and stuff like that. So it's nice to spend time with everybody. And but as has become kind of a View party tradition, you close it out.
You know, I think I closed it out this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we started at 3:00 in the afternoon, so it wasn't that hard to close it out, but you closed it out.
I did. I closed it out again.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the trophy for that.
I think you do.
I do like a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I like a party. I like
you hold
the
center
holidays.
Court. People kind of gravitate
kinda,
to you at a party.
Yeah. That's what my husband says.
Yeah, it's true.
I tend to like joyful things.
Yes.
You know, I like puppy dog tails and unicorns. I don't like sadness, which like may surprise people. But
No. We talk about a lot of serious stuff on the show.
Yeah.
But that's also a reason every once in a while where we talk about lighter stuff.
Yeah.
Because you need to.
You kind of need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
On my off time, I like a party.
Yeah. And you're a good person to be around at the holidays. On Monday, we had another staff activity. We had our kind of white elephant Santa swipe exchange.
I love Santa swipes.
Yes. So the way these work is everybody brings a gift, if you don't know. Everybody brings a gift. They put it on a table. It's wrapped. Then you draw numbers.
Yes.
And people go up, and the first person opens up a gift. It could be anything. They're happy to have it. We put a price range on it, usually between $30 and $50.
Yes.
And then the next person picks a gift, and if they don't like their gift, they can steal someone else's gift.
Yes, they can.
And sometimes the same gift can get stolen over and over.
And the person who gives puts in the gift that gets stolen over and over again gets a gift, which now, I didn't true. Know.
Well, you know now because you've won that prize. Now, like I said, it's a price range between $30 and $50. You definitely went over budget. Tell everyone what
do.
You brought.
I put a Chanel platter.
A Chanel platter. The eyes that lit up when you brought out the Chanel platter.
And poor Harold, he really wanted that. And he was, he got it swiped.
He got it swiped at the very end and there was no coming back.
At the very end. Yeah. And so he couldn't get it back.
Yeah.
And he complained about it all during the holiday party.
It got swiped 6 or 7 times, I think.
It did.
You know, I always go with a gadget, so I got like a...
That's a good one.
Yeah, like a table bedside Amazon Echo Show, which I thought was cool.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I've talked about it a lot, about growing up in poverty. And what I always though remember is that somehow, some way, my parents always filled the tree up with gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't extravagant gifts or anything like that. But, you know, and now my father says, yeah, a lot of junk, so much junk. But for me, it was like a huge Christmas. And so I tend to be very generous when it comes to gift giving because I can.
Yeah.
Now.
It's a blessing.
A blessing. And so, you know, I just regarded the little $30 to $50 thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone was complaining. I think it was pretty sweet. So what did you end up getting?
Oh, I got something great.
Yeah.
I hope my son's not going to listen to this podcast because I got a pickleball court set and he's such an athlete and he becomes obsessed with like the college intramural stuff. Mm-hmm. And because he has always been an athlete. And so I was going to buy him a pickleball set thing to take to college with him. And now I have
one. Oh, that's awesome. It was a nice one too.
It's a really nice one. It had the paddles. It had the net, the balls. It had a bag for the paddles. I mean, it was like a whole situation. So I did really well.
Now, did you open that or did you swipe that?
I did swipe it.
Yes, you did swipe
from
it.
Someone who looked really disheartened.
Yeah, which is fine. And that's the rules of the game. Now, however, when I swiped something, I got booed by the whole staff.
Because you're the executive producer, so you're not supposed to do that.
But you're the host. Like in the hierarchy of people that, you know, I'm just saying, it's fine. I just think like, so basically I swiped a movie projector.
It was nice.
Really nice and cool. And I like gadgets and I'm looking at that and I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good.
It was nice.
And I swiped it and I got booed. And this happened another year where someone bought lottery tickets and I swiped the lottery tickets. And again, I got booed. So next time I'll just open something and live with it and that'll be fine.
No, you're playing the game.
I think I'm playing
you
the game.
You put in something into the game.
Yeah.
You can swipe.
I
those
guess
are
so.
The rules.
They don't dare boo you, but they weren't booing me. I was not appreciative of that. But it's fine. I ended up with a very nice bowl. a bowl woven of
yes,
phone of wire.
Multicolored.
Yeah. It was lovely. Thanks, Todd. All right. So... that happened.
It did.
Here, there's something
and
else
the look
here.
On your face was so
I tried
good.
So hard to look like
you,
I was happy.
You did.
Fine. Todd's not listening. It's fine.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so this is cool. You recently talked to Kevin Hart for the Gold
Yes.
Lines podcast.
Tell me
about that.
A lot of people don't know that Kevin Hart and I are friends.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
yeah.
We are friends. We met through Will Packer, who directed...
Girls Trip?
He didn't direct.
Oh.
Malcolm Lee directed it,
right.
But he produced Girls
Yes.
Trip. And Will and I have been friends for a really long time, and I had a cameo in Girls Trip, and I've had a cameo in Power because Will told someone else about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met Kevin through Will. And Will, if you know Will, he has a lot of teeth. I can't explain it.
More than a normal human?
Like, yeah. Like, and I have big teeth. So if I'm saying someone has a lot of teeth, you
mm-hmm.
know they have a lot of teeth.
Right.
And they're very white.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kevin calls Will Wall of Teeth. So he calls him Watt. And I was like, "What are those? Those aren't his initials.
Wall of teeth.
What? What is that?"
That's pretty.
And
good.
He was like, "Do you see his teeth? Do you see his teeth?" And I was like, "Yes, I see his teeth." And he's like, "You ever seen anybody with big blank teeth like that?" And I was like, "No." And he said, "Cause he's got a wall of teeth, doesn't he?" And I said, "He does." So now we both call him Wall. We call him Watt. We call
That's
him wall of teeth. And Kevin and I went from that meeting, just. Stayed friends.
Oh, that's terrific. And I saw some clips of it. I have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But what did you enjoy doing it?
You know, I loved doing it because I love Kevin and I think he's really smart and I think he's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
very funny.
But he's very funny. But what's interesting about his podcast is it's to inspire other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very aspirational podcast. And he didn't really know my background. And so I think probably one of his producers read my
sure.
Memoir.
Yeah.
And he was like kind of shocked that I grew up in the projects. And he was like kind of shocked that I was so self-made.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we talked about, how like, you know, you can have big dreams and sometimes they come true and mine did. And it's cool. And I enjoyed doing that because if it reaches just one kid or one person that has a dream and doesn't want to go for it. And changes that person's mind. Like, I think that stuff is really important. So it was actually like a little deeper than I thought it was going to be. I thought we were just going
to
be.
I've listened to a couple episodes of it in the past. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about Will Packer's teeth.
Well,
and now we are.
I have only one Kevin Hart story. So as people know, because I keep talking about it, I used to work for David Letterman.
Yes.
And my job was interviewing celebrities. And one of my jobs. And earlier on in Kevin's career,
yeah.
I interviewed him, and Dave really liked doing long pre-interviews. He wanted like really like a
in
long,
depth.
In-depth thing. He wanted people to be prepared and ready to go. And so I did that, but Kevin didn't really want to do a pre-interview, which a lot of people don't enjoy. I understand it.
Yeah.
And Kevin said, listen, Dave can ask me anything he wants. I'll make it funny. And so
oh,
I went to the dressing room and I told Dave that. And he looked
like
at me and he said, really? He'll make anything funny. He's that confident. And I said, he is. And I have to tell you, he's really funny.
He's really
like,
funny.
Dave said, all right, well, okay, we'll see. And he went out there and Kevin killed. And Dave remembered that story and still tells it all the time.
Really?
He actually told it on Kevin's podcast and mentioned me coming in and telling him
really?
That. Really? The guy?
He's really funny. It's very hard to be around him in any setting and not. You're just laughing constantly.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun.
He's so smart. He's so quick.
He's quick. You know who else is actually, I know he's come under a lot of fire, but Dave Chappelle, I can't say we're buddies, but I've had the opportunity to hang out with him on a one-on-one.
I remember you told that story. It was in a bar, I think, late at night.
It was in Puerto Rico, We ran into each other and we hung out. And he's another one that's very smart.
Incredibly smart.
Incredibly.
Genius smart.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think so.
I thought so. And funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine getting to speak to him for like 4 hours at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it was cool until Manny came
Until
downstairs.
Manny came home. But
And got mad.
Hey, listen. I'm sure Manny would enjoy talking to him, too. I'm sure it was fine. All right. So we are coming to the end of the year. I've been asking all the hosts.
Okay.
How would you rate your 2023 on any level, on personal, on professional, on the show? How are you feeling?
You know, I actually feel like this year, this season is one of our best in terms of chemistry.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
I think we're all in a really good place. And that hasn't always been the case.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
We're talking about things that are pretty difficult. And it's hard to remember, okay, this is, we're talking about this. We have differences of opinion, but we're friends. Like, we're actually friends. So it's okay to say these things.
Right.
And I think we have all reached the place where it's like, okay, I didn't like that opinion.
Right.
But that's hers and she gets to have it. And it doesn't make her a bad person. And we're still friends.
Yeah.
And so I really like that.
I think it's the hardest thing about this show because for it to work, you guys can't hold back and you have to be real. And then and if you guys didn't care so much about the things you were talking about, it wouldn't matter. But you all do.
We do. And we even talk about it after the show sometimes.
I'm always amazed. I'm like, move on, people. Come on.
We talk about it. Like we're all incredibly, I think, well read in, you know, we're read into the topics of the day and we all consume a lot of information. And so we have pretty strong opinions about
I feel like
almost everything.
I feel like, you know, having Anna more often and having Alyssa here has actually been, it's a really strong group.
Yes.
And I think,
I think so too.
Yeah. And I think there's a legitimate chemistry that is, not easy to find having done this as long as you've done it and I've done it.
Yeah.
We can
like talk about something kind of horrible and then be okay.
Right. You're all smart, formidable. And it's been good. Yeah. I'm proud of it. What are holidays like in the Hostin home?
Well, you know, for the first time in 3 years, we haven't had Hostin number 4 in the house.
No.
And so, we have a lot of holiday traditions. If anyone watched my Instagram, you know, over the COVID pandemic, during the COVID pandemic, you know that we play a lot of games.
Yes.
So it's a lot of game nights and we're very competitive. And so our Christmas tree decorating is a little bit competitive also. Like the kids have decided, I have a garden theme that the kids don't like, but Gabriel has made it into a game where how far can you be away from the tree to throw a bird ornament in? So it's become like a game competition thing.
Sure.
And he loves it. And my daughter loves it. And so I have a huge tree now in the house, a real tree, because the other one
got
vetoed.
So the golden tree is gone. The big bird tree has.
You were right. It was more yellow than gold. It looked like Big Bird.
I'm sorry.
I went,
yikes. I know you loved it.
I loved the idea of it. But then when it came in, everyone revolted.
Yeah.
Even my son on FaceTime revolted. And so.
What about Paloma, who appreciated the artistry?
She revolted when it was yellow and not gold.
Got it.
Yeah. So she revolted as well.
Okay.
And so that went back. Thank you, Amazon. And I now have a real tree that's very big and it has not one single decoration on it because the Hostin number 4 is not home. And Hostin number 3 says that Paloma's Hostin number 4. So Hostin number 3 says nothing can be decorated without him.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't get it. I'm an only child.
You want to be a part of the whole thing.
He has to be there. And then Paloma agreed. And so she actually had a holiday teen party at our house without any decorations on the Christmas tree. I thought it looked ridiculous.
My kids are competitive about who puts the first ornament on every year.
Oh, yes.
Year, it's, and
that, it's
that's
that
like
too.
A big thing.
They start
yeah.
running towards
mm-hmm.
the tree. I think they're going to knock it down.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And then, of course, Gabriel wants to put the angel on the top of our tree.
Of course.
But he is the tallest, so he probably should. Mm-hmm. But now Paloma, she's like a gymnast.
Yeah, so she can jump maybe.
So she can jump
yeah.
and put it on. So now that's become also a competition.
One of my favorite things I did before I got married, before I had was married before I had kids, was I used to have tree trimming parties where people would bring
oh,
ornaments.
Oh, that's the best. But then sometimes they give you ugly ornaments.
They give you ugly ornaments
for
sure.
And then it doesn't match your theme.
Yes. And then over time, I've gotten so many ones now, and there's a lot of joke ornaments and things like
yes.
that. But I've got some really good ones. It's
I
a
used
fun.
To have
it's
that.
A fun thing to do.
I used to do it the day after Thanksgiving.
That's smart. Yeah.
And people would come over for our snack down, and then they would bring an ornament, and we would do our tree, and it gets your tree done really quickly.
Right.
Except the ornaments were, they started to become ugly.
Okay. Well, then the people leave and you toss them.
Yeah. And that's what.
But then
and,
you can't post a photo of
and
your
then
tree.
You can't, yeah. And so it's over.
Yeah. I understand. We had the Color Purple cast on today, which is great. The new movie's a reimagining of Whoopi's classic. Did you grow up watching that movie?
I did.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know the words to it, you know, until you do right by me, everything you're going to do is going to crumble. You know, all of that. And I just remember all the scenes, and I remember Sophia.
Yeah.
And then there are other people doing it, and it's a musical.
Right.
You know, so it's great in its way. I actually sometimes can't believe I'm, like, with Whoopi every day.
Yeah, I know. I did
because
that
I watched that movie. If it comes on, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
It's actually my favorite piece of work that she's done.
It's really incredible.
It's incredible.
The performance is incredible. It's a hard movie to watch sometimes.
It
I
is.
Think, it's,
but Danny yeah. Glover is great in yeah. it. Oprah Winfrey is great in it. You know, Whoopi leads it.
I saw it on Broadway a couple times.
Yeah.
Because my wife's a Broadway
yes.
maniac. And so she wanted
is.
To see everybody who was in it. So speaking of Danny Glover, on Friday airing
yes.
is our performing with Darlene Love,
yes.
which is a thing. Did you know that Darlene Love played Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies?
No.
Yes. She's wait. Mrs. Murtaugh in all those movies, which is fantastic.
She is.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that cool? I always...
I'm going to
yeah.
tell her that tomorrow.
Yeah. I was always so excited to realize that when I first did. I was
oh,
like, oh,
my goodness.
How about that? Yeah. That's pretty good. So we've got a lot of fun coming up the next
yeah.
2 days. It's the last 2 days before our break. On tomorrow's show, we have Tracee Ellis Ross, which
yes.
is amazing.
Yes.
We have some Christmas surprises.
Yes.
We have a special tape piece of the co-host's secret Christmas party, which is hysterical and really fun. And then on Friday, the big Christmas show.
Yes.
We've got big stars. We've got giveaways. We've
yes.
got co-host favorite things.
Yes.
And we have the great Darlene Love. So that'll
it's going to be good. We're ending the season.
We're ending it
the
strong.
Right way.
Exactly. All right. So thank you, Sunny. Tomorrow, I'll be sitting down on the podcast with the wonderful Darlene Love, the Queen of Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be our last podcast episode of 2023, and we'll return after the holidays on Tuesday, January 2nd.
All right.
If you haven't heard every episode, you know what? You can catch up. They're all there. So please do. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.